Is this the toughest week for any defensive coordinator in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think each week brings a new challenge. And I mean, definitely this is a big challenge with 18 players.
You know, a lot of quarterbacks like to say they run their own show, but there's no one as unique as this guy. I mean, is there anybody else that's even come close to calling this many plays and running a game like him?
You know, I'm just focused on him right now, so I can't even list, you know, anybody else that does it. I think Drew Brees does some things for the Saints, but it's not even close. No, it's not.
When you take yourself back to last year, they come out of the shoot 21-0, and then all of a sudden, you guys get back in the game, and they don't do anything for three or four straight series. Did you guys make adjustments? What happened then?
I think it was just the entire team getting used to the speed of the game. And, you know, that's, you know, what we're preaching all week is starting out fast. And I think that's a key because it jumps out at you, the speed of the game does when you play the Colts.
Seems like Champ's on the mend a little bit, and if Andre's on the mend, I mean, obviously you want to go in with those two, given those receivers, as opposed to a couple rookies.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I didn't know where that question was going, sorry. But, okay, Champ, I mean, what do you think?
Well, we're just monitoring and seeing how it goes, you know. I don't have the exact answer on that. I really don't. I think Champ's the only one who does. So, you know, we're just monitoring the situation. And, you know, obviously, I think Josh already hit on today that they're not going today. So we're just going to see how it goes and take it day by day.
Any more difficulty in facing offense that doesn't let you sub in and out?
I think that's something you have to work on, you know. And I think you definitely have to plan for that. So it's, you know, that's just another – when you play Peyton Manning, because he's so good at what he does, the stress level goes up in every situation. You know, it's almost like you're talking, hurry up, get in the locker room at halftime, because he's going to hurry up and come back out at halftime. I mean, it's just every angle, every corner has to be, you know.
You've tried different defensive systems, formations, gimmicks for Peyton Manning week in the past. How have those, first of all, have you?
Well, yeah, I mean, really, I think you're being a gimmick to yourself if you think you can gimmick him, because he'll find it. So, you know, it's the challenge is playing with discipline and just knowing that there's no gimmicks that are going to beat him. You know, every play counts when you play Peyton, and there's no gimmicks that are going to beat him.
Dawkins was just saying that he enjoys that challenge. Do you enjoy it, or would you prefer to maybe put
I don't want to play against him 16 straight games, no. You know, but no, I think anybody that's a competitor likes to be in these type of situations.
Why is it so hard to get a clean shot on him? I can't remember the last time somebody broke free and buckled his back or really made him pay.
A, because he knows everything that's going on the field. So even if there is that shot coming, he'll usually drop where you can't get a clean shot. And it's just, once again, it's a credit to his preparation. So, you know, it's one of those things that when you do see him go down, then that's usually the way it is. That's a great question, because he knows where it's coming. He knows where it's coming from.